From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Irma has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it moves northward along the west coast of Florida. Its high winds, torrential rains, and surging surf have left millions without power. Associated Press reporter Robert Ray was in the high-rise building in Naples in southwest Florida.
The scene here, I was on the 10th floor of this building, which is right on the Gulf of Mexico, overlooking at a camera trained down onto all the trees and the neighborhoods, and the trees literally bending, many of them breaking, palms all over the place. You could hear in the distance buildings, like the roofs of buildings that were coming apart and hitting the ground.
Millions evacuated ahead of the storm, while tens of thousands sought refuge in emergency shelters. Florida Governor Rick Scott appreciates international concern.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Irma has killed nearly 30 since it cut a swath of destruction across the Caribbean. Boris Johnson is the British Foreign Secretary.
We're getting a huge amount of aid in there. You've got 500 UK troops in the region now. As I speak, we've got, I think, more than 50 British police going on their way to the British Virgin Islands and other places.
St. Martin, St. Bart, and Antigua and Barbuda were also hard hit. The death toll from a cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen to 35, with nearly 1,300 cases. The UN warned it threatens more than a million people, many living in displacement camps. And the World Health Organization said more than 500 have died of waterborne disease in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than a million displaced by fighting in central Kasai region. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has ended his trip to Colombia, appealing to people to untie the knots of violence after a half century of armed conflict. Speaking Sunday at a mass in Cartagena, the Pope said if Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreements. The CEO of the Salt and Light television network, the Reverend Thomas Rosica, said the Pope went to Colombia for a specific mission.
To confirm the peace process that's underway, to recognize its fragility, and to let the Colombian people know that every one of them has a hand in making this successful, making this work.
The Pope made the trip as a promise once the Western Hemisphere's longest-running civil war came to an end, which it did in a peace agreement last year. He also prayed for Venezuela in the midst of an economic and political crisis while denouncing modern slavery and human trafficking. The death toll from Mexico's massive Thursday night earthquake has reached 90, with most of the fatalities suffered in the town of Suchitan in the south. Tens of thousands of structures have been damaged or destroyed, with hundreds of aftershocks reported. The 8.1 magnitude quake struck off the coast of Chiapas State, but at a depth that was deep enough that kept casualties low. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Sunday said Russian warplanes attacked ferries carrying civilians fleeing violence in Syria's eastern Deir ez-Zor province. It said dozens were wounded. The Euphrates River crossing point is close to the fighting between Russian-backed government forces and Islamic State fighters. North Korea Monday warned the United States it would experience the greatest pain and suffering for seeking tough new sanctions over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Pyongyang detonated its sixth and largest nuclear device September 3 to international condemnation. The U.S. is seeking, among other things, an oil embargo of the North. In a BBC interview, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the North's reckless behavior is a global threat, requiring a global response. The political opposition in Togo is expressing pessimism over the prospect of political change after decades of one-family rule, as Parliament prepares to debate constitutional reform following anti-government protests. Protesters have demanded a return to the constitutionally mandated two-term limit and have called for the resignation of incumbent Faure Gnassingbé. 31-year-old number one tennis player Spaniard Rafael Nadal Sunday defeated South Africa's Kevin Anderson 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 to win his third U.S. Open and 16th Grand Slam crown, after capturing his 10th French Open trophy. Nadal is just three shy of Switzerland's Roger Federer's 19 all-time record singles titles. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.